This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
I usually come in with a clip, but I got to tell you, I was out this week from Tuesday through Thursday. So I was here Monday, Friday, and of course back. And I wasn't quite plugged into the news as much as I usually am. I wasn't completely unplugged because it's not like a long vacation. But we just went and did some theme parks and stuff. I can talk about that later. But I will tell you this. The news cycle seems to have gone nowhere since last week. Welcome to Wiggins America. The big story last week was the Epstein files and Trump's fighting them and, you know already. And Dan Bongino's going to quit. I think at this last week at this time, it was he's fighting Pam Bondi. He's no longer going to be a part of the FBI. Nobody's mentioning Kash Patel in all of this for some reason. I don't know why. But really, I look back over the week and I go, yeah, I mean, the defunding, the PBS, the rescissions package that pulled money from USAID, that's a big deal. But it hasn't been like the top headline news. It's still been Epstein this week. And I'll tell you why. Because Trump has tweeted out something like this. Actually, it's a truth. It's from Truth Social. I'm going to read the whole thing because this was like, whoa. Here you go. The radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Just like with the fake and fully discredited Steele dossier, the lying 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, which Dems swore had come from Russia. No, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom. And even the Russia scam itself, a totally fake and made-up story used in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. It's all they have. They are no good at governing, no good at policy, and no good at picking winning candidates. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Their new scam is what we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters have brought this into hook, line, and sinker. They haven't learned their lesson and probably never will, even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years. I have had more success in 6 months than perhaps any president in our country's history, and all these people want to talk about with strong prodding by the fake news and the success-starved Dems is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about talking of our incredible and unprecedented success because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Now, that's the nice one. And that's the one I think summarizes everything pretty well, although there's another one where he really lays into his own supporters. He's wrong, though. He's wrong because he's saying that his supporters are the ones that have bought into all of these other hoaxes that he mentions here. And that didn't happen. We didn't buy into any of those hoaxes. But he's saying this one should be lumped in with those. So this Epstein thing should be lumped in with all of the things that are now actually discredited, fully fake and discredited. Steele dossier, the intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, Russia, all that stuff. It really is. A lot of that came from the Clinton campaign. That's provably true now. We thought that was true at the time, but it is proved. The difference between this one and those is that there actually is a crime here. And none of us can figure out why he won't do anything about it. He keeps saying it's a hoax, but I don't know what he's referring to as a hoax. The fact that the narrative exists, is that the hoax? Or is it that the fact that this guy either killed or didn't kill himself, or that there's a pedo ring out there? Is that the hoax? I don't know what the hoax is. And so Trump has lost a lot of his people on this, not completely, but on this issue. We still, I think I speak on behalf of many people when I say this, you can disagree if you want, still support almost everything this guy is doing. But he has swung and missed on this thing. And partially it's because Pam Bondi went out there and told everybody all the info that we wanted to hear, but had nothing to back it up. So it's a problem, and it's not going away. We're now 2 weeks into this thing, and you're like, Ryan, are you moving on yet? The only reason I might is because the story is just kind of is wilting on the vine. It hasn't died. There's just no new info other than that he's going to unseal the grand jury testimonies. Well, I don't know what that's going to do. It could do something, but I don't really know. And yet we are still here asking why this isn't being addressed, because it is a big crime. And it's not just a crime against children. It's a crime against children that involves lots and lots of powerful people. And that's why nobody can look away from it. And I don't know exactly what the end of this story is. Now, one of the things that he has said in other Truths tweets is that this shouldn't be the focus of the DOJ. Now, you could make that argument. And if that's the argument he wants to make and run with that horse, then I'm willing to see it through, because the stuff that he's talking about, he is actually doing. Like, the DOJ really is doing a lot of the stuff around the other criminal conspiracy stuff that we've talked about, but just not the Epstein thing. One of the big ones that he keeps referring to is the 2020 election was stolen from him. And the 2024 election, they tried to do it again. That's what he's claiming. There is a lot of evidence to back up the investigation. I've said on this show before that every now and then this little thing is popping up and you're going, oh, they are doing something. Most of this is coming from Tulsi Gabbard, who's keeping her head pretty low. I've said this a few times, very recently. But here's from ABC News regarding the Trump's DOJ contacting states for voter data, and they're asking for access to voting machines. Members of the DOJ in recent weeks have reached out to several states around the country requesting voter information, according to sources familiar with the outreach and letters obtained by ABC News. The outreach was made to at least six states. In some of the letters obtained by ABC News, the DOJ requested from the states broad information about voting systems, how counties maintain updated voter information, and how non-citizens who are on voter lists are identified. The letter also, in some cases, requested copies of the state's voter registration lists. The Washington Post was the first to report on the DOJ outreach. In Colorado, the outreach came from an individual who told officials he was working on behalf of White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, according to Matt Crane, the director of the Colorado County Clerks Association. It does not say which states it is. I really would like to know. Colorado surprised me a little bit. Colorado is the main one listed in this story because I guess they have the best best outreach. So it does list a couple of the other ones. We don't know exactly what all of them are, but it looks like maybe Wisconsin, maybe New Hampshire, although the Secretary of State received a letter. We don't know if it's associated with this. Maybe Nevada. That's what we know. Now, here's the problem. Here's the good and the bad of this. We have a lot of testimony that has never been vetted about election fraud. And that's why you bang your head against the wall on this issue for so long and go, nothing will happen. Well, here's why nothing has happened so far. Rando, I'm pulling up an example here, and there's tons of these. But remember the rando dude in Pennsylvania? Maybe you don't. Right after the 2020 election, he said, look, I saw vans full, and he said postal trucks full, of already filled in ballots being brought in, and they were all identical. And then there's other stories from other states. That was in Pennsylvania. There's some out of Wisconsin. There's some out of Arizona. There's some out of Colorado, oddly, Georgia. The problem with all of these is they've never actually been vetted. Because what happened was, right after the 2020 election, the federal government changed hands, and you had a new DOJ that decided not to look into any of these matters. So it had to be done by the states. Well, guess who was running the states at the time? And they're all swing states, of course. Talk about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, Democrat governor. You talk about Wisconsin, Democrat governor. You talk about Arizona, now a Democrat governor. At the time, I think it was still Doug Ducey, who is a squishy middle Republican. Georgia, Republican. There's been a lot more happen in Georgia, actually, because of that. They've changed some laws. They never really got to the bottom of anything. But my point is, most of the people that were going after any fraudsters were either Democrats who weren't going to do anything, or they were squishy middle Republicans because they were in swing states. And they weren't going to do anything because they knew it was too partisan, it was too divisive, they weren't going to do anything about it. So nothing really ever got checked. Again, back to rando guy who claimed that he had seen dozens of vans full of pre-printed ballots being shipped into Philadelphia, and the myriad of other random stories like that, they were never vetted. We don't know if they were true. A lot of them will probably turn out to not be true, or you saw something else, or we just won't know because it's been so dang long now that it's tough to track them down. But my encouraging, I would say, angle on this is that at least they are now being tracked down, and they're going to find those people who made those claims. And unfortunately, what happened to some of them, if they pushed hard enough, the Biden DOJ would actually go after them as being like election deniers, and the left was doing this, and they would either harass them or make their life miserable, or like Trump, they would say, well, that's illegal, you can't say that. And that's not true. You can say that. So they just silenced all of them. And hopefully they can dig that all back up and get to the bottom of it. Whether it's true or false. I mean, regardless, don't you want to know whether it's true or false? Now back to Tulsi Gabbard before we finish this segment. She has been out there really focused on this issue. She's not showing her hand a lot. But when she does, take note. And she did. Just this weekend, DNI Tulsi Gabbard demands criminal prosecutions of the people involved in fomenting the Trump-Russia treasonous conspiracy 2016 narrative. Now, this isn't election fraud, but this is fraud. That list includes Obama, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and other deep state officials. Here's the quote. No matter how powerful, every person involved in this conspiracy must be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The integrity of our democratic republic depends on it. I think she's the person to watch because she's not always out there in front of the cameras, but she drops some breadcrumbs, and at some point, what she's finding could be the story. And hopefully the story that unravels a lot of these other stories, because the stuff she's looking at is very important. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Strap on your diapers, babies, because Wiggy Wigs Riding Dirty. Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
As far as nicknames go, the worst thing that could have happened to Lydia was when she got the clap.
The Grocery List, food for thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's talk about somebody else. Let's talk about Cookie Monster. Now, we know that Health Secretary RFK Jr. is coming out against fast food and baked goods. Are we silencing pro-cookie voters? Yes or no? Ms. Carter.
But cookies are a sometime food.
Well, thank you. Now, I agree with you. And let's also talk about the most important, maybe, character on Sesame Street. This is actually Big Bird. Now, Ms. Carter, since Elon Musk actually fired USDA workers who have been working on the bird flu, does it make sense to also fire Big Bird? Yes or no?
We would like to keep Big Bird.
That's not a brand new clip. That was from back a little while ago when the news first hit that they might consider defunding PBS. And keep in mind, what we're talking about here is your tax money funding PBS and NPR, which you can set. You can try to make the claim that they're unbiased. It's not true, but you can try to make the claim because they're kind of slow and boring, and that sort of supposed to be unbiased. But let me ask you this question. Anytime it is political, which lean do they have? If they ever have a lean, which one would it be? If you were to say right, you'd be insane. It's clearly a left bias on all of NPR and PBS when they're political. Sometimes they're not, but when they are. The argument made by Representative Garcia there, this was a couple months ago, that they're going to kill Big Bird. I've already talked about this, but I'll say it again. Sesame Street is not even owned by PBS anymore. They might still run some reruns, but for the last 6 years, Sesame Street has been owned by HBO. So the argument that PBS funding is going to kill Big Bird is just completely erroneous. And I can't believe somebody didn't call that out. And they keep saying it, too. Here's the other arguments that they make. The funny one is they used to say this before it was a threat that they would lose the funding. They go, but it's such a little amount of funding, not in dollar amount, but just in the percentage of what we even take in, that we as NPR or PBS don't even need that. It's such a small percentage, so just overlook it. And then they go, well, how about since it's a small percentage, we just get rid of it? And everybody goes, you're going to kill the stations. You're going to kill everything now. Oh, so which one was it? And the last one is, and this is the leftist argument now that it's passed and that they're going to take away the government funding. Where will people get their information? You have just cut off some people's entire news feed. How are people even supposed to know what's going on in the world? I don't know that these people live in any sort of reality. Because if you hear that, is your initial reaction to go, yeah, yeah, how are people going to get their news? And you know the way they do it? They always pretend there's this idiot rural dumb, I can't say on the radio, dumb guy out there who has no access to anything. Like he's living in mud and he's farming shoes. I don't even know what I'm making up. Like he can barely keep a roof on his barn. And, you know, it's the Great Dust Bowl, which wouldn't be mud. It would be dirt. But this picture of this rural person that does not exist. And they're saying, well, how's that guy supposed to ever know anything about news then if he can't get PBS or NPR out in the middle of nowhere? Are you taking away what he could ever, you've taken away knowledge from him, these poor people.
American media export. Wiggins America.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I had took a little vacation in the middle of the week. I got a couple tickets from Kentucky Kingdom and Kings Island. It was nice of them. And got to go take kind of a round trip through the Midwest of parks. And I've been to Kentucky Kingdom once before. And I actually like that park a lot. It's a park you could do an entire afternoon. And if you go on a weekday, I think you could probably ride every ride there in an afternoon. And it's a nice park. And then Kings Island in Cincinnati. Never been there before. That's a famous park. And we just kind of ran into some weather issues and stuff that's outside of anybody's control. And so we had a nice day, and that's a nice park, but I think we'd have to visit it again to give it a proper assessment. But I think it is a nice park. Anyway, got an interview we did with the Mark Cox Morning Show on the good items in the Big Beautiful Bill next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Ryan is in the studio with us this morning. And that was Mike Johnson, obviously, talking, celebrating there about the one big, beautiful bill.
So the big, beautiful bill is one that I have had a love-hate relationship with.
I understand that.
I do love that the conversation overall is shifting to we have to be more fiscally responsible. I do think that's happening. And Johnson has said that he wants to do another couple rescissions packages and stuff throughout this year, or reconciliation packages, which is even bigger. So if he's able to do that, then I'm all for it. But I've overlooked in my fiscal and my Massey lens the good things in the bill. So I thought it was good to bring up some of the stuff that people aren't even talking about in the big, beautiful bill that that all of us are for.
Sure.
And one of them, it's not as if we haven't talked about this, but it's just dawning on me, Mark, I don't know about you, that this will now allow President Trump, after, 10 years, to finish the wall.
Yes.
The wall will finally get done.
I heard somebody from Fox, Fives, listen to some Fox Nations. I drove across the country this week, and I heard somebody say the Biden administration not only killed the wall, they let the steel rust, and then they sold it for pennies on the dollar to be reused, I guess, in some other capacity. And now we're having to replace all that. That's Joe Biden's fault.
Yes.
Yeah, directly.
That's all true. He canceled contracts that they had already paid for.
Right.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. So it wasn't just stopping what was being done. It was stopping things that had already been done. So he'll get to finish the wall, and he's been talking about that since 2015. And that's great, not just because, campaign promise, but picture in 4 years, let's say a Democrat gets back into office, Gavin Newsom runs for president and wins or something. It's going to be tougher.
That's awful. Why can you even suggest that?
I know. He's going to run, though. But it will be a lot tougher for them to do what they did under Biden because the wall will be done. It's not impossible. They will still abuse the asylum system and do things.
But how long will that wall take, though? There's still a substantial amount that they would have to build. I mean, I know you're talking about replacing some of it that rusted, I guess.
There is.
But years, the fact,
this is
right?
One of the reasons that Trump was trying to get this done as fast as possible. Because he knows he's got 4 years.
Yep.
And they need to start on it, and they are starting on it right now. So whether they'll completely finish it by the end of his term, it'll be close.
Yep.
But they will come close. And hopefully they will. And that problem will become a lot less of an issue, even if you have a Democrat that wants to import as many people as possible.
Well, if it's a conservative after Trump, and then they can just continue on.
Then it doesn't matter at all.
This is true.
Yeah. How about defunds Planned Parenthood? That is a big win that has not been talked about a whole lot.
Yeah, but then now the federal judge blocked that.
Was
it 14 days it's blocked?
Have you guys been talking about that this
morning? I mean, that just makes me want to claw my eyeballs out because I just get so mad at these judges.
It is incredible.
That an Obama judge jumped in and did it again.
A single judge, one judge, not a panel, one judge overruled not just the president.
Congress.
All of Congress.
I know.
In this time. How about ends Biden's war on American energy? The bill finally unleashes American energy dominance by opening federal lands and waters to get oil, gas, coal, geothermal, and mineral leasing. Trump has already done some of this, but it's now all official. Streamlines onerous permitting processes so that America can get building again. Mark, I don't know if you guys have seen all of the great provisions that are in the Big Beautiful Bill for business, but you know, Trump's tariffs are one side of that coin. This is the other side.
Right. Which is deductions and things like that?
All the deductions that you can claim so much. I was talking to Todd Sivia, actually, attorney, about these things because he knows the specifics. And he said, yeah, it's that you can claim your deductions instantly on things that usually would take years.
To depreciate. 5, 10 years, whatever the case
may be. So it incentivizes you to build, because you can get it all back faster.
Yeah.
So that's part of the tariff stuff, too. Is moving factories here, and they increased, this isn't something we talked about, but I think they increased the cap, because there used to be a cap on how much you could deduct total, and I believe that has doubled. So that's bigger factories, that's bigger business stuff that they're trying to get to move here. Supports building new factories to grow domestic business operations. We just talked about that. It protects hardworking taxpayers by canceling Biden's illegal and unfair student loan bailouts. All this is in there.
There's a lot, by the way, and hopefully I'm not stepping on your toes, but there's a lot that really is great for parents. Like, for example, I did not know this, but it creates something they're calling a newborn savings account. So basically, it's an initial $1,000 deposit into each child's account, and then parents can contribute $5,000 up to $5,000 annually until the children reach the age of 18, and then they could access it. You can also use your HSA, I guess, for gym memberships. They say now, like, I guess if you and your wife each had a separate HSA, only you could contribute to your HSA. She could contribute to her own. But under the Big Beautiful Bill, now you could contribute to each other's.
Yep. And that child tax, that program that you're talking about, that starts 1 year from July 4th. So
yeah, 2026.
On the 250th anniversary of the country. But then the other thing that you didn't mention there, but is also true, is they've expanded the child tax credit up to another $2,200. It went up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It modernizes air traffic control. This is something that if you have taken a flight in the last couple of years, you know needs to happen.
Well, you know, I heard Noam say regarding the National Weather Service that they're using 1970s technology still at the Weather Service.
Yeah, yeah. And what drives you crazy about that one is that you've had a very public figure in charge of the transportation for the last 4 years in Pete Buttigieg.
Did nothing.
And this guy did nothing. It's not just Democrat, you know, administrations that haven't done enough. But
that's true.
Biden didn't do anything. I mean, they did nothing. In fact, they said their priority was to do all the DEI stuff, which makes everybody just kind of wring their hands and go, why? You know, don't you just want to hire qualified people? I mean, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, don't you just want qualified people doing your air traffic control? Who cares what color they are?
No, I care about the color of their skin more.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think
or
that's
their sexual orientation.
You're Buttigieg 2028.
I am. Big fan.
Which is weird because there's not an election in
28. I just think he'd be really effective. I think him and Kamala on the ticket would be fantastic. President, can she be VP again? Does anything stop her? Nothing stops
her.
No,
nothing
being
would
VP.
Stop her from being VP again. She was worthless
fantastic.
The first time. She
be worthless, again for a second term.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll actually have a chance of being the next nominee?
She claimed she saw a poll where she was leading.
She was obviously she's not come out and said she's running. I think she's going to go for governor of California, which
too.
She's leading in the poll for that.
Yeah.
But there was some poll, and I forget who did the poll, but basically it found that for a while she was leading the poll for the Democratic nominee for president, and until a couple weeks ago, according to this poll, was it Emerson College? Does that sound right?
That's a
good I know
poll
you're like
too.
Mr. Poll.
Yeah, it's a good poll.
Okay, so now it's Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah,
then Kamala.
Pete Buttigieg. Although I think Newsom's going to make
Pete.
Waves.
Yeah, Newsom's going to make.
He's going to run
or whatever her name is. She was up there.
The thing we can't figure out on the Annie Fry show is whether or not Pritzker's going to run governor of Illinois.
He was not named in that poll.
Well, one thing's for sure, he won't run far.
And
he might run. But he won't run far. And he won't get very far if he does run.
There it is. I was waiting for the sound effect.
I think the campaign was hard. You think what President Trump went through was hard? And it was. The road ahead will not be easy. I can attest personally that in my work as the Director of National Intelligence, the deep state is fighting us every step of the way.
and it exists within every single federal agency. And so I feel the same frustration that I see many of you expressing on X or in different platforms about why aren't things going faster? Why aren't we getting results more quickly? I feel this frustration every single day. We are pushing hard. Know that they are pushing hard back.
And amidst all this other conspiracy stuff, I'm actually pretty encouraged by Tulsi Gabbard. She's stayed off the radar a little bit throughout this whole thing. I like her. I know that she's not as conservative as we would like on a lot of policy stuff, but she is fighting hard, and she's kind of keeping her head down, but she comes out every now and then and says stuff like this. And I really appreciate that because, yes, it's not happening as fast as we'd like. And I don't even know what it is, but just all of the corruption that we've assumed is there, some of it's being weeded out. Some of it's taken a while because the court has had to get involved to allow President Trump to even start firing people, for instance. But it's happening. And every now and then when she comes up and says something like this, I really take notice. This was at Turning Point USA last weekend. A lot of great clips from that from throughout the week. But the one thing that she says there, well, a couple of things, but the one first is that it's going to get ugly, which means that there is a lot of work happening. And once it blows up, it's going to be bad. You know, one of the things, like I said, she pops up every now and then. She said that they are very much looking into election fraud, like at deep levels. They're looking at the machines, not just randos voting three times and grabbing dead people. That's all election fraud, don't get me wrong. But they're looking at like the big, big stuff. And then they go away and you don't hear about it for a while. So whenever I hear this, I take note. And then the other thing that she says is that the deep state is fighting not only her with the National Intelligence Agency, but every agency is full of people who are part of the system. They're part of the matrix. And so at the top, we've elected people to go in and roto-root them out. But it is tough because you don't necessarily know where everybody is standing on these things. A lot of times the way that they're doing this, you know, they had 4 years of Biden's people doing who knows what. Trump has indicated that they were deleting evidence from Epstein stuff. There's a lot on the internet that suggests that that's true. But one of the ways they're going to be able to slow her and everybody else down is by just doing nothing, like doing the bare minimum. They send you on a task, you do it just well enough to say that you did it. And you don't really know whether these are people trying to just not work or they're trying to actively slow it down. But that's all deep state. I mean, that's it. It's not just ideological. It's sometimes people protecting themselves. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to be a part of the solution. They just want things to continue the way that they've been because they're comfortable. You know, that's a part of it. So I think it's important to note that here as we finish the show. Now, we're not just going to finish on a down note. I don't actually consider that to be a down note. Yes, it's a warning, but it's good. I mean, it's good that it's happening. It needs to continue to happen. We got 3.5 years here. We got to make it happen. Clean it out. But here's some more fun stuff. I'm going to start with, I'm not going to say it's a conspiracy because we label everything conspiracy. It's just incredible universe coincidence. And there's a couple of these, okay? The first one is two bloggers. I saved this for a while just because I thought, like, at some point I'm going to play this. It's two bloggers, two female bloggers, talking about conspiracies or whatever you want to call it, label them, surrounding William Shakespeare and a modern guy who's married to Anne Hathaway. Now, it's mostly visual, so just bear with me here.
All right, give it to me. Anne Hathaway's husband is named Adam. Adam looks identical to William Shakespeare. Pull up the picture. Identical. Dude, what the heck? They have the same nose, same eyes, like face shape. Now, where this gets a little suspicious,
yeah,
is that William Shakespeare's wife was actually named Anne Hathaway. Look it up. Okay, and on top of that, I'm going to show you this photo of William Shakespeare's wife, Anne Hathaway, next to a photo painting-ish of Anne Hathaway today. Kind of looks like a painting.
Oh, my.
Okay, so that's just the stuff. They're just showing you pictures. And it's, of course, it's old paintings of William Shakespeare and his wife, who's named Anne Hathaway, compared to the modern Anne Hathaway. It's stuff you could kind of connect the dots on and go, yeah, maybe. But then here's some more stuff that makes you go, oh, well, that is actually pretty interesting.
Hathaway of our time and William Shakespeare's wife, Anne Hathaway, both have the same birthday.
Oh, that's crazy.
Same birthday. And let me do you one more.
Please.
Anne Hathaway of our time and William Shakespeare's Anne Hathaway, their 400th anniversary is the exact same date that Anne Hathaway was born.
What?
Anne Hathaway was born in 1982. William Shakespeare's wife was born in 1582. Their wedding anniversary took place exactly 400 years the day that Anne Hathaway was born. That's weird.
All right. I'll admit that that stuff is not quite as deep as I would have hoped going into the clip. But it's still pretty fascinating. Like the dates, that'd be tough to fake. And then she becomes famous and she's married to this writer, the modern Anne Hathaway. So, okay, all right. You caught my attention. But it made me think of the old Lincoln penny, the old Lincoln Kennedy penny. Did you ever get one of those when you were a kid? I remember being on a field trip when I was in like third grade, and I really don't remember where we were. But it was some kind of rustic looking place. It was a gift shop. And we must have been, you know, seeing some historic something on a field trip. And we went in the gift shop. And they had one of these little pennies with obviously Lincoln on it, but they had it etched with Kennedy on the penny too. Probably illegal to do, but I still have it. And so they take that penny and they glue it to a little postcard. And on that postcard are all these random facts that link John F. Kennedy Jr. to Abraham Lincoln. And it's famous enough that you've probably heard a lot of these. But they did a little video with supposedly Joe Rogan outlining all of them. And they're way more interesting than even the Anne Hathaway one.
This is the largest coincidence in history. See if your history teacher can explain this. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both wives lost a child while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both presidents were shot in the head. Now, it gets really weird. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated Kennedy, was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both names are composed of 15 letters. Now hang on to your seat. Lincoln was shot at the theater named Ford. Kennedy was shot in a car called Lincoln, made by Ford. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. And here's the kicker. A week before Lincoln was shot, he was in Monroe, Maryland. A week before Kennedy was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. Lincoln was shot in a theater, and the assassin ran to a warehouse. Kennedy was shot from a warehouse, and the assassin ran to a theater.
The thing that gets me about this is the birthdays and the dates that are impossible to fake. And like being shot in Ford Theater versus being shot in a Ford that was a Lincoln. Johnson VP taking over as president. It's just amazing. It's really, really tough to figure out how that stuff could be just a coincidence. But you're like, well, what else is it going to be? Because it wasn't planned, you know? It's crazy. Now, the only thing about that video I'll say before we wrap here for the week, for the weekend, is that I don't think that's actually Joe Rogan. I think that's one of those AI programs. Because if you watch the video, which I know you can't see, the video shows Joe Rogan at the beginning of it, and then it shows a bunch of clips. So I think what they did was they faked Joe Rogan's voice, and they'll do this a lot now. This is where it gets dangerous, where they'll do this with famous people and make it sound like they're saying something, but they can't quite make them say it in video, so they cut to a lot of clips. That's how you can kind of tell. But man, does it sound real, doesn't it? All right, this is Wiggins America. Thanks for tuning in this week, and we will see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.